This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A Turkish prosecutor says Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed by strangulation immediately after entering Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. His body was then cut into pieces. Reuters reporter Emily Withers has details.
In a statement from the prosecutor, it says the planned killing saw the Saudi critic suffocated and then his body dismembered and disposed of. The announcement comes after 2 days of talks with Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor, who has been in Turkey as part of a joint investigation. The statement also said no concrete results were reached in those meetings. Khashoggi's death has escalated into a crisis for the kingdom, which at first denied any knowledge of or role in his disappearance.
Reuters' Emily Withers. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday the United States could send as many as 15,000 military troops to the border with Mexico as he hardens his stance against the caravan of migrants fleeing violence and poverty in Central America. Speaking to reporters at the White House before leaving for the first of 11 political rallies before next Tuesday, the president said more troops are headed to the border to prevent illegal immigration.
We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE, and everybody else at the border.
The first caravan of fewer than 4,000 people was in the southern city of Juchitán on Wednesday, about 1,400 kilometers from McAllen, Texas. The second smaller U.S.-bound caravan of about 2,000 people forced its way into Mexico Monday from Guatemala. It settled down Tuesday in the Mexican town of Tapachula, about 1,800 kilometers from Texas. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Wednesday overturned the conviction of Asia Bibi, a Christian woman, on a charge of committing blasphemy, a crime punishable by death under Pakistani law. The verdict in the case read that prosecutors categorically failed to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. Asia Bibi was in an undisclosed location for her safety, and her lawyer said he expected that she would soon leave the country. France and Spain have offered asylum to the 54-year-old mother of five, who is a Roman Catholic. The landmark ruling sparked protests by hardline Islamists and raised fears of violence. Several Islamist parties rejected the verdict, and angry demonstrations were held in several cities, including Islamabad, Lahore, and Karachi. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced Wednesday that Norwegian veteran diplomat Geir Pedersen will be his new special envoy for Syria. Pedersen was widely rumored to be the top choice for the post. He succeeds Italian-Swedish envoy Staffan de Mistura, who held the challenging job for more than 4 years. Guterres wrote to the Security Council Tuesday to inform them of his choice. He thanked de Mistura for his work and contributions to the search for peace in Syria. Pedersen is set to be the fourth UN envoy to try to bring to a close the Syrian conflict that began in 2011. The accused gunman in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting has been indicted. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
A federal grand jury indicted Robert Bowers on 44 counts, including hate crimes. Bowers is being held without bail and is scheduled for a preliminary hearing Thursday. The indictment was expected. Prosecutors have indicated they'll seek to have Bowers put to death. Today begins the process of seeking justice for the victims of these hateful acts, U.S. Attorney Scott Brady said. The indictment came as three more funerals were held. Bowers is accused of killing 11 people and wounding six Saturday at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue. The two victims still hospitalized remain in intensive care but are improving, says the chairman of emergency medicine. I'm Warren Levinson.
Some good news ahead of Friday's jobs report in the U.S. economy. We get details from Mike Hempen of AP.
A private survey shows U.S. companies added a robust 227,000 jobs in October, the strongest showing in 8 months. Payroll processor ADP says employers added jobs in manufacturing, retail, and professional services such as engineering. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.7% in September, the lowest level in 49 years. However, businesses have been staffing up at a rapid pace in response to healthy consumer spending and strong economic growth. Mike Hempen, Washington.
For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.